Welcome to Spoken City Podcast. We are turning up the volume on you, the creators, leaders, and people of University City. You are Spoken City. Spoken City Podcast is produced by Jennifer Dow and Jamal Cohen and brought to you by University City Partners. We are your hosts, Jay Ward,
Hannah Hassan,
and Blues Rogers is traveling and on the way.
This month, we're turning up the volume on UCity business owners as creatives. Often, people see being a creative as limited to being a painter, a writer, poet, or an actor. But what if being a creative included way more than that? So today, we look at what creativity looks like in the world of business. And we have a beautiful guest with us today, Taylor Calamese.
Hey.
Taylor, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Taylor, I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you introduce your business to us. Tell us about, tell us the name of your business, what it's all about. Give us your little, what is it, like an elevator speech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you mentioned, I'm Taylor Calamese. I am the owner of Charlotte Fit. It is a fitness company specializing in customized personal training for adults of all ages and fitness levels who are looking for a more customized approach to their health and wellness. We have two locations, one in University City and then one in South Charlotte off of Johnson Road.
Okay, nice. Two locations?
I'm saying.
Right? Like, Taylor, where do you find all the time?
I mean, I feel like if something's important, you make time. You have to.
Yeah.
Thanks. I hear that.
So every episode, we ask our guests to bring in an artifact. The artifact serves as sort of an offering, some words, a quote, a poem, something that is inspiring you, words that you might live by that move you and help you create your space around you. Taylor, we asked for your artifact and you sent in a quote, think it, do it. You hear that, Jay?
I did.
Think it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Taylor, tell us a little bit more about that. Why think it, do it?
It is a mantra of sorts to, number one, keep me motivated and keep me persisting. And it also reminds me that if I can think of something and if it is in my heart, then do it. Like, there's always an action step behind it. There's always a piece of execution to it. And that I feel that if something is within you, then it's possible to bring into the world. It's possible to do it. And so it's just my reminder. It's a motivation tool. It's a quick, short mantra to stay motivated, all those things.
I really like that.
I do, too.
It's nice.
It's precise. Like, yeah. There's no middle ground, right? There's no, like, think it. Consider it,
right.
Ponder, then give up and quit.
There's no maybe in it.
Yes, it's think it, do it. Like, you don't have to guess.
Yeah.
And Taylor, is there somewhat of your personality, your the way that you show up in the world wrapped in that mantra at all?
Absolutely. That's a really good question. I would say that oftentimes we have a lot of words for things that are very simple. Mm. And I really like the effectiveness of things, of workouts, of business. I'm really trying to get to a space of simple action-oriented thinking. And I think what is also inspiring and empowering about that message is that anything's possible. You know, like if you thought it, somebody's found a way to do it. And so whatever you think about, you can bring to fruition. And I think it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't require a lot of words. It's really like life is about action and your relationships and your health and your business. The people who are successful in this world are doing things. They're doing it.
Hmm. I love that.
Yeah. I think what I love about that so much is, first of all, I just love concision, like, of language. Mm-hmm. Because in those few words, like, so much is happening in my mind. Like, for example, I've been on this Audre Lorde kick lately. Mm. And in her essay, Poetry is Not a Luxury, she says something along the lines of, if there's something that you need to survive or change, like, the first step is creating the language for that thing. Mm. And then once you create the language, then an idea can form on how to deal with it. And then once an idea happens, then tangible action can happen, which is, I think, exactly what you're saying. Like, you have to think it. You have to know that it's possible. You have to know what it is you want. You have to create that language for yourself internally and then do it. It can happen now. It can happen because it's an idea and it's a tangible thing now. So anyway, like, all that is coming up in just those two words, which I think is what makes a quote really good.
Agree. And I think also what you're digging into a little bit, Jay, is sort of a beautiful sort of next step, because that lends itself to, I think, us talking about creativity as well. This quote, think it, do it, feels very cerebral to me. It feels like a mind, an intellectual thing. But wrapped up in that, I do see heart, right? And when I think about creativity and art, which much of what this conversation is about, I don't always think about the head side of things, the cerebral side of things. So, Taylor, I guess that makes my question to you. How do you also interject creativity into the work that you do?
The creativity comes from the possibilities and the exploration of what you can put out into this world. And I think that everybody has their own unique voice, unique way of going about things. And so even with my business, even with the way I approach health and fitness, it's the unique aspect of how can I serve people, number one, and best serve them. But number two is, how can I interject the research around health and fitness, my learning, my experience, the ways I've found or had to learn how to navigate the world of health, navigate the world of wellness, and to best identify that in how I serve people. And a lot of my creativity comes out in, number one, the foundation of the business. There's not many businesses I know that, specifically my North Charlotte location, that's women focused, that is completely catered and customized to the individual experience, taking into consideration age, injuries, health conditions, a person's motivation and will, where they are on that continuum to achieve their goals. But also in that, there's a creative expression of how I put together workouts in order to make them fun, in order to make them effective, in order to piece them together where it's 45 minutes of an experience that makes people want to keep coming back. Because number one, the research shows that in order for people to want to be active, it has to be enjoyable. In order for them to be consistent, it has to be something that feels challenging, but also doable and rewarding. So interjecting and combining all those pieces has been the creative aspect of my personality, of my purpose in this world. It's been some of the stress, but also some of the greatest joys of how can I present exercise, health, and wellness in a way that people enjoy it.
I enjoy that answer for a number of reasons. One, I am a lifetime non-practicing member of so many gym memberships.
Same.
So many gym memberships I've had that after a couple weeks, you know, I think it was probably missing exactly what you're saying. Like, that creativity of like, I know I'm supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And from a cerebral standpoint, I want to go.
Right, right.
But like 45 minutes, yeah, to be creative so that 45 minutes feels like something that I want to do and I know I need to do. Like, that's talent. There's an art to that.
Yeah, to create a space that feels like a home that people can keep coming back to. I'm sure that you have created that because you have a second space, right? So in order to get to the place where you can have place number two, place number one needs to work, right?
Absolutely.
Speaking of place, we are having this beautiful conversation about this place that we call home, U-City. I happen to know, Taylor, that not only are you native to Charlotte, but you are native to U-City.
Wow.
Yeah. So
a
why don't
double
you,
unicorn.
Double unicorn, right? Yeah. And doing business in U-City.
A triple unicorn.
Triple unicorn.
They used to call that a triple threat. But here we call that a triple unicorn.
Well, okay, so tell us your U-City story. I usually ask people for their Charlotte story, but what's your U-City story?
Yes, so I was born and raised right up the street from UNCC. I saw the growth of that campus. My mom used to push me out on a stroller when it was like a concrete track out there. And so that's really all I've known as far as living in Charlotte, on top of like growing up next to UNCC, but also where my studio is. It's about 5 minutes, 7 minutes away from where I grew up as well. But I think University City is such a good mix of, I love the diversity. It's a lot of Black and Brown people. It's money within University City. It's young. It's family oriented. I love the boardwalk. I think it presents so many different things and aspects that people can participate in, no matter the age demographic. And I generally feel safe in that area as well. Mm-hmm. I like University City a lot. I will say that I've seen it grow so much, and to see the light rail, mm-hmm. to see how many businesses and small businesses. I feel like Charlotte, number one, is great for the small business owner. I think it presents so many opportunities, and it is not so established where somebody can't define themselves here. But specifically University City, I just feel like it has such a diverse culture, both in age and demographics, and it's great for the minorities as well.
I love that. I think that looking at the diversity of this area and hearing from someone who has roots here and then chose, like made the choice to open your business here, that's really big. It's empowering.
It is.
Yeah, people often move other places to start a business. You could have maybe went anywhere else in the city to start out, but you chose close to home. Is there a specific reason for that?
Yes. Yeah, so number one, University City is, I feel a loyalty to it. I went to elementary school at University Meadows. That's right up the street. I went to a charter school that was right by the boardwalk for middle school. My high school was in University City. So I it's very familiar, but there's also a loyalty, and I enjoy it. I love the growth of it. I love the expansion of it. And I remember even as a child coming into the Town Center Plaza, where my actual business is located behind the Harris Teeter. And I would go to the Red Robin there. This place, University City, is very familiar to me within the aspect of Charlotte. And even when I think about other places I would want to live or be central to, I University City always stands out to me. I like and appreciate the other aspects of Charlotte, but there's something very magical to me about University City.
There's so much value in that. Yeah. So I grew up in a really small town. And although I have some loyalty to my hometown and I shout it out whenever I can and I love it, like we left immediately. Like we all left immediately. And so we have this nostalgic sense of home, but also we know like we're not going to go back there and live. So like to hear not only a native Charlottean, but a native from University City. And I've been here for, well, I've been in University City for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. I've been in Charlotte for, I guess about 16. But to hear that expressed is so like reassuring to me, because I moved here because I chose to. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm here, I love it even more. But to hear someone who was raised here say, I've seen the changes and I love it even more. Cause you don't get that across Charlotte. Across Charlotte, you see a lot of the changes, but you don't hear sentiments of people saying, I'm glad for all this change.
Yeah.
But that means that the change has happened fairly responsibly here in University City, which is great for retention.
It makes me a little jealous, right? Like, I have love for the place that sort of birthed me into the woman that I am, my hometown, all those good things. We won't go there too much. But I knew that it was a place that I needed to leave from, right? And so there's a little sadness there. And when we get the beautiful opportunity to speak with people who are able to build a business, to grow, to create, not only in the city that is their home, but the part of the city where I'm sure, and maybe not, but I would think that at some point someone walks through the door who maybe like knows you from back in the day, or maybe you're able to provide services for people who are familiar to you. And I would assume, is that accurate, Taylor?
That is an awesome point, because that's one of the biggest compliments to me, is that people who I went to school with in high school or middle school or elementary school, either they come to me as a client or they refer people to me or they refer their parents, which says to me that the person I was, even before I was the person I am today, was still a solid enough person that somebody wants to come do business with me or send a loved one to come do business with me. And so that is always one of the best compliments and kind of circular moments that I so appreciate, because people could go anywhere. They could do business with anyone. I could have been, you know, a bully in school, or I could have, you know, so just to know that the person I've been has stood out in such a way that people want to come to my business and spend money, and that is a huge compliment.
Yeah. What a beautiful thing to get to sort of stitch your name into the fabric of your home.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I want to do something by proxy. So I want Blues to be here in the room. Mm-hmm. And I know Blues had a question. What would be hard to know about your business by just reading the website, but is very present in your business and even known for?
So Charlotte Fit is specifically known for the energy. It is when you walk into the door, when you experience the people, the music, the camaraderie, the community. That is something that a description on a website will never pick up. Mm-hmm. It is something you really just have to walk into the door and experience. And from even the decor, I've been very intentional in all the ways that I've brought that space together, that specifically my Charlotte Fit North location is woman focused. And you can tell that when you walk in the door, it's an artsy, kind of eclectic space, but also then the people have come together to bring this energy of community. We call it the beauty shop because it is our safe. And when I say our people of color, it's our safe space in the world to commune, to come be well, to come motivate each other, to encourage each other. It has transformed beyond something that I can even could have comprehended when I was building it and putting it together. And even on the days that I struggle or I may not be feeling the best, I come there and I'm able to soak up the energy. I'm able to be a recipient of just all the beautiful things that have been cultivated in that space outside of me. And that's the cool thing I've gotten to see as a business owner, is that you build a business and at a certain point, it's not yours anymore. It takes on its own life. It takes on its own energy, its own identity. Charlotte Fit is a space that I enjoy coming to. It's a space that I glean motivation, hope, support, community from. And so just to see that and experience that, you can never get that off the website.
Taylor, that is a good answer. It is. So
it's great.
Yeah, my art form of choice is that of storytelling, right? And oftentimes I ask people about their businesses. Tell me the story of essentially that question that we got from Blues. What's a story of your business that we couldn't just read online? And sometimes people answer and you're like, okay. And then there are moments when people answer like that, and you can feel the heart, the soul, the creativity, the love, the passion. I have to come there now.
Yeah.
I did not come here tonight planning on now joining another gym. Right.
But now we that's how it works though.
It is.
Man, this is really inspiring. So So when, and I sense so much creativity just in like that kind of planning to hold that kind of space. And then once you realize that this is the space, keeping that space. So when you are in thought, when you are thinking about how to make this better or how to keep this going, where does that happen for you? Like if you're in University City, like, is that like at home because you're comfortable at home and thinking of that kind of creative vision? Or is this like a coffee shop or how does that happen for you?
I will say it's become very important to me that I listen to the client, that I'm constantly identifying where things can be improved, where a process is not fully fleshed out, where there's a blip, where there's confusion, where there's a lot of questions. And so the inspiration and the constant thought around the business and the growth of it is really, it keeps expressing itself to me, and I'm mindful and receptive to that. And so I think what I have had to become more open to is allowing my business to talk to me versus trying to be so adamant about defining it. And it is a very reverse engineered direction from how I've learned about business, but it's become more important to honor what the business is telling me and create from that space versus being so stuck in like what I want and what I see for it, because what I want and what I see for it may not serve the majority. And so that's kind of what I was speaking to before, is as far as the business, at a certain point coming outside of you, it's like giving birth. You have a whole entity, you have a whole thing that is outside of you now that you have to be responsive to and honor, and that you can't just place your will on it. So I think that's the thing, is like being responsive to the business, but also letting my pride and ego step aside to really honor what best serves the people, what they best most need, what they're advocating for, what they're speaking up about, the feedback, because I feel like you can't grow by only thinking about what comes to your mind. You can only go so far. It's why it's a community in everything that we do. It's why one person can't bring everything to fruition in this world. It's why we need each other. And so honoring that.
I feel like we should have those sound effects like Sonic the Hedgehog running through the rings, which like, like gems are falling down, is what I'm saying, like during the episode. It's just gems everywhere. Thank you so much for that answer, Taylor.
That makes me feel like you are embracing the art of letting go, of giving something as much love and nurturing as you can, and then also knowing that while the thing is yours, that it also belongs to the community. And that just feels really beautiful. That's how I like my business owners.
Yeah.
Like, with enough love and passion for a thing that they're also willing to let it see itself through.
Yeah.
So Taylor and Jay, I have this new section that I have added to the conversation that has not fully formed itself yet.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this about me. You probably don't, but I'm horrible at naming things.
Okay.
It's really hard. Most of my poems, the names of them are like whatever the last line is.
Gotcha.
I like that though. That's good. Short and sweet.
Thank you. I mean, it's not my skill set. So I have not named this section yet. But I do think we should do it.
Okay.
At least the times I'm here.
Yes.
So I am nosy. I don't know if you know this about me.
I don't, but yeah. Let's get into
it. Are you surprised? Trick question, don't answer that.
Yeah. I don't know, there's not a good answer to that question, probably.
Probably not. But this little section that I'm going to use is sort of like my way of knowing things about you that maybe really don't add a whole lot to anything other than my curiosity. Are you willing to indulge me, Taylor?
You make me nervous when you say this, but yes, I'm here for it, Hannah.
Let's go. You said you would let go, right? I set you up just now.
That was a perfect setup.
That was the art of the setup, right? Okay, so I'm just going to ask you, like, just quick fire round robin questions about you that we might ask follow-up questions, you know, just to ask, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Yes. So you're a workout girly. Let's talk about music. A song that you're listening to that is like a reminder that you're that deal. You know the one.
Oh my gosh. It's the Akon, Jeezy, and Lil Wayne song. I think it's Paid in Full, or it may not be Paid in Full. Oh my gosh. Oh man. The first line is like rubbing on that Italian leather. And I'm like, I had never heard of Italian leather, but it's just the whole, oh, it's called I'm So Paid. But basically the whole song is just them just in their best self. The beat is everything. Lil Wayne has a line where he says, how do I feel? I feel undefeated. Mm. Like, it's like my motivating song when I just need to like pick me up. Like, this is what I do. I'm good at this. Life will reward me for serving and honoring my gift and purpose in this way. Like, this is my song.
That rolls back around to that think it, do it, right? Yeah. All right. So, and going in that same vein, what is your power color?
Oh, yellow. I love yellow. Yellow is like bright. You can't miss it. It is joyful, vibrant. I love it.
Okay, I love that. Yellow, right?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
You know, what's funny is I would normally say blue, but when you asked the question, mm-hmm. yellow popped into my mind right before Taylor said yellow. Hmm. So, like, there's some, like...
No, you can't take my color, Jay.
Oh, no, I gotta have it. I gotta have it, yellow. All right, if I can't choose yellow, I'll probably choose blue.
I think I will go with red. If you had to choose between being loved or having power, which would you choose?
Oh, being loved. Connection is everything. That's what I'm... Like, as I am maturing and growing, that you can have everything in this world, but if you don't have love, connection, spaces of safety and relationship, then it makes life very hard. Yeah, it makes life very hard. Yeah. And you probably can't create and go as far as you would like to in this world if you don't foster your relationships and be a person of love and receive love as well.
Some might argue that love is the greatest power.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
The UC version of this, a place or space in U City that is near and dear to your heart.
The boardwalk. The lake at the boardwalk is awesome. Just walking, the activities around there, the paddle boating. I love the boardwalk.
A restaurant in U City that you know you're hungry, you know that you can count on going there for getting the thing. What's the restaurant? What's the thing?
I really like Bonnie Brothers. They have a vegan barbecue Bonnie sandwich that I like, or their Bonnie bowls, but they have a lot of vegan options. Mm-hmm. I eat some seafood, but I don't really eat meat, so I like them as a quick option.
Love that.
Good option.
Okay, and finally, since this is your home, your big dream, a wish, a hope that you have for U City.
University City has a charm that I think is not recognized. And the restaurant scene can sometimes, like, I have to go outside of it to find my food options or very unique food options outside of the chain. So I would love to see more restaurants open up in University City that are unique to University City, that are smaller, non-franchise places of business.
I think that's a good goal, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Bonnie Brothers sounds good right about now too, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been to this Bonnie Brothers.
Yeah.
Which I should.
Oh, they're good.
I haven't been to this one. I've been to Bonnie Brothers before, but not this one.
Yeah. Can I ask you both the same question? What would you... Like, sure. University City.
Can you? I mean, I guess. What do you think?
I mean, at the risk of stealing all of Taylor's answers, I was just thinking about this the other day, that for like five-star restaurants or for like or like really good date night restaurants,
yes,
most of those you do have to go outside of University City for. Yeah. So I think that's an area that that can be and probably is being addressed, and I just don't know about it.
Yeah, I think one of my big dreams and goals is really happening right now, which is sort of the infusion of, I wouldn't say the infusion of, but the celebration of the artists and the creative people who live here and creating more spaces for us to create art here and share it and share it in community with each other. I think that there are a lot of hidden creative gems here, even ones that don't look like what you would think a normal creative space would be, like, you know, Taylor, your business, your space, like all you've talked about really is how art and creativity shows up there. So I want more of us celebrating and showcasing that, which is what we're doing. So I look forward to seeing how this looks, you know, years from now.
Absolutely. And with more business owners like Taylor, mm-hmm. who have this philosophy and this ideology going in and this obvious love for Charlotte and for U City, I think the sky is the limit for U City when we get business owners like that here.
Absolutely. Taylor, thank you for turning that mic on us and making us dream and vision. I love to see it. You have been really amazing. It's been awesome to chat with you today. We want to hear just a little bit about, before we go, if you have anything you want to share with us about your business, things that you have coming up, the mic is yours. Please let everybody know also where we can find you.
Charlotte Fit has actually just launched meal prep services. So healthy eating is a big thing. Obviously, we see loops happening at the grocery store and the expenses around the food. So this is fresh, healthy, pre-portioned meals that you can pick up at either location, at our North or South Charlotte location, that are already ready to go. You just heat and warm up. We also have a personal training academy launching. So that's for the aspiring health and fitness professionals who are looking for a place for, number one, hands-on experience, but education. You can find me at mycharlottefit.com. And then the Instagram is Charlotte Fit North, or you can also find us at Charlotte Fit South. And then we have a personal training academy launching as well, where aspiring health and fitness professionals can come and get lecture and practical learning and hands-on experience in order to become great trainers and successful trainers in the industry.
That's amazing.
It is. And those meals, I saw, I think, a video on your Instagram the other day with showcasing some of those meals, and they look good.
Yes. Yes. They were tested by me. Before I put anything out, I make sure that I can stand by it and that it's quality. And so it's delicious and it's chef-inspired meals. So, yeah, it's delicious and ready for orders.
Thank you, Taylor. Y'all, that's Taylor Calamese, the owner, the visionary, the creative professional beside, in front of Charlotte Fit. Check the business out. Check Taylor out. Thank you so much, Taylor, for sharing time and space with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to echo that. Thanks, Taylor. And also, we want to thank again our producers, Jennifer and Jamal, along with our sponsor, University City Partners, for making this episode happen. We are your hosts,
Hannah Hassan.
And Hannah, where can we find you online?
Sure. So I'm at Hannah Hassan. There's a lot of N's and S's and stuff, but it's at HannahHassan on IG, on Twitter, and I'm www.hannahhassan.com. And you can always contact me there for any speaking engagements or other opportunities.
Absolutely. Everyone, make sure you follow. I'm also going to mention that Blues Rogers, it can be found at Blues, Blues, Blues. That's B-L-U-Z, Blues, Blues, Blues. And I'm Jay Ward. You can find me on Instagram at Charlotte_poet or on Facebook at Jay Ward.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Spoken City Podcast. Join us next month when we turn up the volume on U City creatives making good things through leadership. You are Spoken City.